Hello, and welcome to another episode of our podcast series. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we have a topic that has left many scratching their heads. Are you eligible for Obamacare? A detailed Obamacare eligibility checklist. Welcome to your go-to resource for understanding the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as it's commonly known. From its key goals to the nitty-gritty of Obamacare eligibility, this guide aims to provide you with all the information you need to navigate the U.S. healthcare system with confidence. 1. What is the Affordable Care Act, ACA? The Affordable Care Act, ACA, commonly known as Obamacare, is a transformative healthcare reform law enacted in the United States in 2010. This legislation has fundamentally changed the American healthcare system, aiming to make health insurance more accessible and affordable for millions of Americans. Understanding the ACA is crucial for anyone who seeks medical coverage in the U.S. The ACA was signed into law by President Barack Obama and serves three core objectives designed to create a more inclusive and efficient healthcare system. 1. Making health insurance more affordable. One of the primary goals of Obamacare is to make health insurance plans more affordable for individuals and families. This is particularly beneficial for those who do not have access to employer-sponsored insurance. Through Obamacare eligibility, consumers who earn limited income can qualify for financial assistance, effectively reducing their health insurance and healthcare costs. 2. Expanding Medicaid. Before the ACA, Medicaid was largely restricted to specific low-income groups like pregnant women, children, and the disabled. Obamacare expanded Medicaid eligibility in participating states, allowing more people to gain access to this public health insurance program. 3. Supporting cost-effective medical care delivery. The ACA also focuses on improving the quality of healthcare delivery. It encourages healthcare providers to adopt best practices and to offer high-quality care, thereby reducing overall healthcare costs. The ACA has also introduced a range of consumer protections. For instance, it prohibits insurance companies from denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions. Additionally, it mandates that health plans offer preventive care services without any out-of-pocket costs to the consumer. Young adults under the age of 26 are allowed to stay on their parents' health insurance plans, providing a safety net for those who are in school or are entering the workforce. Who is Obamacare for? Obamacare is designed to make healthcare affordable for people across various income levels. Whether you are a high earner or have a limited income, you can sign up for health insurance under the ACA. Specific income-based subsidies and premium tax credits are available to make coverage more affordable. 2. Who benefits from Obamacare? The Affordable Care Act, ACA, commonly referred to as Obamacare, has had a profound impact on the healthcare landscape in the United States. One of the most critical aspects to understand about this legislation is who stands to benefit from it. The ACA was designed with inclusivity in mind, aiming to extend healthcare coverage to as many Americans as possible. Broad range of beneficiaries. Obamacare is not just for any specific group, it is designed to benefit people across various demographic and income levels. Whether you are self-employed, unemployed, or working for a company that doesn't offer comprehensive health benefits, Obamacare provides options for you. Financial assistance through Obamacare eligibility. One of the standout features of Obamacare is its provision for financial assistance to make healthcare more affordable. If your household income falls between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty level, you may qualify for subsidies or premium tax credits. These financial aids are a cornerstone of Obamacare eligibility and are instrumental in reducing both premium costs and out-of-pocket expenses for healthcare services. Consumer protections. The ACA has introduced several consumer protections that have a broad-reaching impact. For example, insurance companies can no longer deny coverage based on pre-existing conditions. This provision ensures that chronic illnesses or past medical histories do not act as barriers to obtaining health insurance. Additionally, Obamacare mandates that all insurance plans must offer preventive care services, like vaccinations and screenings, at no extra out-of-pocket cost. Young adults and coverage. One often overlooked benefit of Obamacare is the provision that allows young adults under the age of 26 to remain on their parents' health insurance plans. This feature provides a vital safety net for young people who may be in transitional phases of their lives, such as attending college or entering the job market. Expanded Medicaid. For low-income individuals and families, the ACA has expanded Medicaid eligibility in participating states. This expansion has enabled millions more to gain access to essential healthcare services, from routine checkups to emergency care. 3. Eligibility criteria for Obamacare. Understanding Obamacare eligibility is crucial for anyone considering applying for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, ACA. The ACA has specific criteria that applicants must meet to qualify for its various benefits, including premium tax credits and Medicaid expansion. Here's what you need to know. Basic eligibility requirements. To be eligible for Obamacare, you must meet certain basic criteria. You should live in the United States. Be a U.S. citizen, U.S. national, or lawfully present in the U.S. Not be incarcerated. Not be covered by Medicare. These are the foundational requirements for Obamacare eligibility, and they apply uniformly across all states. Income-based financial assistance. One of the key features of Obamacare is the financial assistance available to those with limited income. If your household income is between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty level, you may qualify for premium tax credits or other subsidies. These financial aids are designed to make healthcare more affordable and are a significant aspect of Obamacare eligibility. Exceptions to eligibility. While Obamacare aims to be as inclusive as possible, there are some exceptions. You are not eligible for Obamacare if you do not live in the U.S., are incarcerated, are not a U.S. citizen, U.S. national, or lawfully present in the U.S., are covered by Medicare. 4. Special eligibility for immigrants. If you are not a U.S. citizen but are lawfully present in the country, you may still qualify for Obamacare. Various immigration statuses, including lawful permanent residents, refugees, and asylees, among others, are considered eligible under the ACA's provisions. State-specific criteria. It's important to note that some states have expanded Medicaid under the ACA, which may affect Obamacare eligibility. In these states, you may qualify for Medicaid if your income is below a certain threshold, even if you don't meet the federal poverty level criteria. Special cases for immigrants and Obamacare eligibility. Navigating the healthcare system in the United States can be particularly challenging for immigrants. However, the Affordable Care Act, ACA, commonly known as Obamacare, has provisions that extend coverage to non-citizens who are lawfully present in the country. Understanding these nuances is crucial for immigrants who are exploring their healthcare options. Lawful permanent residents, green card holders. If you are a lawful permanent resident or green card holder, you are generally eligible for all the benefits offered under Obamacare. This includes access to financial assistance based on income, which is a key feature of Obamacare eligibility. Refugees and asylees. Refugees and asylees are also eligible for Obamacare. They can apply for health insurance coverage through the marketplace and may qualify for subsidies or premium tax credits, depending on their income. Other immigration statuses. The ACA extends Obamacare eligibility to a variety of other immigration statuses, including Cuban or Haitian entrants, immigrants paroled into the U.S., battered spouses, children, and parents, victims of trafficking, those granted withholding of deportation or removal, non-immigrant status holders, example, worker visas, student visas, temporary protected status, TPS, holders, deferred enforced departure, DED, holders, deferred action status holders, excluding DACA, lawful temporary residents, special provisions for American Indians and residents of American Samoa, members of federally recognized Indian tribes or American Indians born in Canada, as well as residents of American Samoa, are also considered eligible under the ACA. State-specific Medicaid expansion. It's worth noting that Medicaid expansion under the ACA can also affect Obamacare eligibility for immigrants. Some states have expanded their Medicaid programs to cover more low-income adults, which could include lawful immigrants who meet the income requirements. Documentation requirements. To apply for Obamacare, immigrants will need to provide documentation to prove their lawful status. This could include a green card, employment authorization document, or other official immigration documents. 5. How to apply for Obamacare, navigating Obamacare eligibility and enrollment. Applying for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, ACA, also known as Obamacare, can initially seem daunting. However, the process is designed to be as user-friendly as possible. Whether you're applying for the first time or revisiting your options, understanding the application process can help you make the most of your Obamacare eligibility. Online application. The most straightforward way to apply for Obamacare is through the online marketplace at healthcare.gov. The website offers a step-by-step guide to help you through the application process, from determining your Obamacare eligibility to selecting a plan that fits your needs. In-person assistance. If you prefer in-person guidance, the ACA provides several options. You can use the Find Local Help tool on healthcare.gov to locate ACA navigators, agents, or brokers in your area. These professionals are trained to walk you through the Obamacare eligibility and enrollment process, and their services are generally free of charge. Phone application. For those who are more comfortable speaking to a representative, the Marketplace Call Center is another option. Available 24/7, excluding holidays, the call center can assist you in determining your Obamacare eligibility, answering questions, and even helping you enroll in a plan. Mail-in application. You can also apply for Obamacare by completing a paper application and mailing it in. This method may take longer, but it's an option for those who prefer not to use online or phone services. Certified enrollment partners. Some private health insurance companies are certified enrollment partners, meaning they can help you apply for Obamacare plans. However, it's crucial to ensure that these companies are indeed certified to avoid scams or misinformation. Documentation requirements. Regardless of how you apply, you'll need to provide certain documents to prove your Obamacare eligibility. This includes proof of U.S. citizenship or lawful presence for immigrants, income verification, and other personal information. Special enrollment periods. It's important to note that while the general open enrollment period occurs annually, special enrollment periods can be triggered by life events like marriage, the birth of a child, or loss of other health coverage. These events can affect your Obamacare eligibility and allow you to enroll outside of the standard enrollment window. Conclusion. This guide has provided you with a comprehensive overview of the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. From understanding its core objectives to deciphering eligibility criteria and exploring enrollment options, we've covered it all. If you're interested in leveraging Obamacare's benefits, TMT Insurance is here to guide you every step of the way. Don't miss out on the opportunity to make well-informed healthcare decisions that could significantly impact your life. Reach out to us at TMT Insurance to explore how Obamacare can work for you. And there you have it. We've gone through the detailed checklist to help you understand whether you're eligible for Obamacare. We hope you found this information valuable and that it clears up any confusion you might have had. If you have further questions, feel free to reach out to us or consult with healthcare professionals for personalized advice. Thank you for joining us today, and until next time, this is Sarah, signing off. Take care.